Today's grammar point is very similar to the previous lesson. If you haven't heard that, check back with that lesson after you finish listening to this one, or stop now, go back and listen. Now, this lesson's grammar point focuses on passive sentences that come from active sentences with the following structure. A, wa, b, no, possessive, something, o, suru. Now, I think the best way to exemplify this is to have an example. Naomi-sensei?
母は私の日記を見た.
My mother read my diary. The key here is when it becomes a passive sentence, the possessive part will be separated. Naomi-sensei, what's the passive of this sentence?
私は母に日記を見られた.
So, in a passive sentence, the doer is marked by?
你.
The object is marked by?
我.
And then we have the passive.
見られた.
How about another example?
母は私のメールを読んだ.
My mother read my email. Now, you can also say here,
私のメールは母に読まれた.
But does that sound natural?
No, it's not.
So, what do we have to do here?
You have to start the sentence with the receiver of this action. 私.
Okay, so what do we have?
私は母にメールを読まれた.
My mail was read by my mother.
And as long as you have the right particle, you can switch the word order.
私はメールを母に読まれた.
じゃあ、もう少し練習しましょう。 さゆりが僕の顔を殴った。
さゆり slapped my face.
Passive にすると?
僕はさゆりに顔を殴られた。
My face was slapped by さゆり.
そうですね。 Receiver of the action is ゆういちさんですからね。
This structure is very interesting because the English translation is my something something. But in reality, if you directly translate it, it's me by Saori, face was slapped. There's no my in there.
そうですね. You could say it, but it doesn't sound natural in Japanese.
So it's kind of you're establishing that the topic is me, and then a face was slapped. And when you put it together, that's how you get the my face. But literally, you're stating the topic, 僕はナオミ先生に顔を殴られた.
殴ってないけどね. I didn't hit you.
まあ、考えたことあるですけど. But anyway.
まあ、ありますけど.
With that first topic, marking particle, I'm setting it up that we're talking about me. So there's no literally, there's no possessive in there. It's you have to bridge the concept.